Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Hashem is very happy with us. This is why he's bringing all of those difficulties on us, that we're going to take life more seriously a little bit. Hashem is so kind, that he lets a bunch of corkers to learn Torah every day. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. We just need to say thank you to Hashem and Barach. Like, I heard Amen. Okay. So, let's go back to that small part. In the last paragraph of Torah Lamed Aleph in Likutei Moharan, on those brackets, וכשמדבר עם חברו ביראת שמיים, and when the man is talking with his friend in יראת שמיים, מקבל הנקודה שבלב חברו בלי לבוש, he can receive the that that belongs to the heart of his friend with no covering, words that comes out from the heart entering into the heart. ולפעמים, and sometimes, מקבל הנקודה מחברו, he can receive that dot from his friend. That dot that we're talking about all of the time, it's that special thing that you have inside of yourself that no one else has. And each and every one of us have something that no one else has. Every one of us. You have something inside of you that no one can compete you. No one is righteous like you in that point. Every one of us have that. So when you're talking to your friend in Yirat Shamayim, how are we going to serve Hashem? Let's talk about it. What are you doing in Shalom Bayit? When your wife is screaming, what are you doing? You're answering, you're not. How you handle it with it? What are you doing with your children? What are you doing with the fact that you don't have children? What am I doing? What he is doing? When we're talking like that, how to serve Hashem Yitbarach more and more and more, by that, your friend can receive from your point, from your that, from your qualities. And in that moment, you know what happened to you? When he received from you, you said, until now we said that it belongs to you. It's yours. Now you've given it to him, so it belongs to him. Also, what's happening to you? You're growing. Two Jews can never be in one level. This is Sulam Yaakov, the ladder of Yaakov Avinu. He saw Malachim Olim Ve'odim. Angels are climbing and going down. Only up and downs. You cannot be in one place. Two people cannot be in one level. If you helped someone and he's growing, immediately you lift everyone one floor up. In every mitzvah, in every good deed that you're doing, in every tefillah, in every word that you're giving someone a certain benefit, he's growing, developed with him, he lifts everyone else. And you for sure, that you for sure. If you gave him, for sure you're above him. If you're above him, for sure you're growing with him. This is why a man can never achieve the level of his rabbi. Can never. Can never. It's not an option at all. It will never gonna happen. It will never gonna happen. And even if he sees that he is achieving things that are similar to what that he received from his rabbi, it's not belong to him. He needs to remember that always. It's all by the power of my rabbi. This is why Hashem is humiliating me all of the time. All of the time. All of the time. That I'm always going to remember Harav. That I'm always going to be in front of my eyes. Always. Always going to be in the picture. That I'm always going to need him. That I'm always going to pray that he's going to be with me. That I'm always going to pray that I'm going to feel that he's with me. This is why they're putting me in those narrow places, in all of those difficulties. That I'm going to remember that there is someone that is larger than me. Someone that is greater than me. Someone that achieved a lot more than me. And I can never understand him. Because as much as I'm going to grow, let's say I'm going to grow, I'm lifting him with me. I'm lifting him all of the time with me. I can never reach him. That will of want to achieve, want to grow, it's a good will. But the success, it's not in this world. Results, you receive them after death. Not in this world. In this world, you cannot see results. You don't know what you see. The eyes are lying, and you cannot understand what you see. You can just believe. Believe if I'm keeping the rules of the Torah, Hashem from his side is going to keep his promises also. If we treat him that we're when we're keeping mitzvot, we're being holier and holier, like we're saying, Asher kideshan v'mitzvotav. So for sure that in every mitzvah that I'm keeping, I become to be holier and holier and holier and holier. If we're sitting and learning Torah and everyone feels that he's sitting in his place, it's not true. The truth is that we're growing and growing and growing and growing because we're learning Torah. We're being purified and purified and purified. Every word that we listen, that we hear, every word that we're saying, we're being changing all of the time, developed every moment, every moment. If you're in Eretz Israel, you breathe the air of Eretz Israel, it makes you wiser and you're growing and it's purifying you. And you love your brothers, and if you love Am Israel, who can understand your level? Who can understand where you're standing, where you're holding? If you have Avat Israel, love to Am Israel, in this crazy generation, if you love Am Israel and you're willing to die for a Jew and you want to help every Jew, and you want to sacrifice yourself for Am Israel, can someone understand your level where you're holding? No one. No one. No one. No one in the world can understand where you're holding. If you love someone else, if you care, if you have a heart, in this world that everyone are chasing after satisfying their own lusts and desires, and no one care about his friend, no one care about their wives, about their children, neglecting everything, no morality, nothing, breaking all of the rules and all chasing after lusts and desires, only satisfying their own bodies. And you stopping yourself from eating another sandwich because you think about someone else. And you stopping yourself from, I don't know, even from learning Torah. You're sacrificing your limud Torah. It is so important to you to sit with someone else, to teach someone else, to sit with him, to help him, to learn a little bit Hebrew, to learn a little bit Gemara, a little bit Mishnayot. That you're going to have a little bit more joy, and he's going to come because of you tomorrow to the yeshiva. And when he's going to get married, he's going to bring his children and his wife to live in that community, and everything's going to grow, and it's all going to be your marriage. I told you that one person came to me and told me, because of you, I'm in Uman now. I asked him, who are you? He told me, I heard you 1 year ago that you were telling some other guys that you were in Uman and that you were so happy and that it was amazing. And I decided that I'm going, and here I am in Uman because... Never met him. I don't know who is he. But he came. Why? Because I talked. If you're going to talk, if you're going to talk from your heart, if you're going to talk from your heart, word that goes out from the heart, entering to the friend's heart, and he's receiving them with no covering, belilebush, straight, it becomes to be his point. It's become to be him. You're going to talk to him about things. One of the friends, I told him, he told me that he wants to go to visit his family for Pesach. He asked me what to do. I told him, take a few books with you of Rav Shalom and hand those books. He told me, I have a problem. I told him, what's the problem? He said, I'm not so connected to those books. Me, myself, my tshuva, not based on those books. I made tshuva because of your YouTubes and not because of the books of Rav Shalom. This is my truth. How am I going to hand those books? I told him, you're right. Make business cards. And on those business cards, write the address of our Facebook, of our YouTube, and hand those tickets to people. Hand them over. If this is your point, I haven't told him to do that. He came to me, he asked me what to do. I told him, do that. If this is your point of truth, on that you can talk day and night and tell them the importance of those YouTubes, go and watch them, you're going to see amazing things. You can talk because you leave that point. If you leave that point, if this is that point is reviving you, give you power, give you strength, when you're going to talk about it to someone else, he's going to wake up. For him, it's going to be like a cold drink in a hot day. It's going to revive him. He's going to feel that you're talking from your heart. He's going to feel that you're talking from the bottom of your heart, from your point of truth, and he's going to receive it without all of your effort that you had to suffer to come to that point. He's just going to receive it as a free gift, and he's going to develop more, and he's going to grow more. And this is something that a man should believe in himself. Hashem can do wonderful things with me. even though that I am who that I am, like we said, I'm a carcass, I'm a treif, I'm a nevela, I'm a liar, I'm a murderer, I'm a noef, I'm a liar, I'm everything, I'm violent, I'm angry, I have horrible attributes, I have a filthy, contaminated body, everything is truth. But there is something higher than all of that. It's the kindness of Hashem, the love of Hashem. That al kol peshaim techase ahava. That love gonna cover on all crimes. Hashem loves me. And Hashem doesn't care about whatever that I've done. Maybe He will remind me and rebuke me because He wants me to go out for my filth, for my horrible patterns of behaving in a bad, rude way. So He's going to rebuke me again and again until I'm going to wake up. But Hashem is suffering everything. He's accepting. He doesn't care to be insulted. We need to praise the one that when someone is winning, he conquered him, he's happy. It's Hashem. Hashem is happy that you win. Hashem is happy when He is saying you will not going to have that money. And Hashem is saying you're not going to have that money. And you're saying, no, Hashem, you're going to give me. And you find reasons to convince Him, to force Him to give you. He's more than happy. This is His joy. This is His satisfaction. He's telling you, you're over 40, you're never going to get married. You're over 50, you're never going to get married. You're married over 10 years, you're never going to have children. And you're standing and saying, we will, because you love me and I don't care. And you're going to give me children because you love me. And Sarai Menu, she didn't have a womb and she had baby boy. When Abraham was 100, he received his son. And you're going to give me, and I have 100% confidence in that. And I don't have no doubts about it. This is what it means that Mordechai zaak zaaka gdola, that Mordechai went and screamed because he saw what he saw. He saw that Hashem removed the Shekhinah from Esther HaMalkah. Then Mordechai said, Hashem, you think you're going to remove the Shekhinah? No way. No one's going to remove the Shekhinah from Am Yisrael. You're going to bring back the Shekhinah. You're going to save Am Yisrael because you love us and you're standing like that and you're strong and you're takif. And you don't go back. And you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach like you're talking to your best friend, telling him it's not an option. You're not moving away. You're not going nowhere. This is your land, this is your nation, this is your house, this is your family. You're not leaving us alone. We depend on you. And you're talking like that to Hashem. And everyone that is talking like that, because that he believes that Hashem loves him, not because that he believes that he's worthy. We're scumbags, we're nothing, we're worthless, we're all zero. We're pathetic liars. We're horrible. We're all lazy. We're nothing. We're zero. We're filth. We're contaminated bodies. We're nothing. But Hashem loves us. He chosen us. Why? We don't care. We don't care. He saw something. He was thinking about something. And He loves us. And He wants us to grow. And He wants us to succeed. And to rebuild Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael and Jerusalem. Velo yidach mimeno nidach. And no one going to stay outside in the exile. No one, no one, no one. People from the Nevada, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. What you want else to hear? From Vegas, they're coming. Who can leave Vegas? And they're coming. And they're coming. And they're coming. And they're coming. And they're coming, and they're coming, and they're coming, and they're going to keep on coming because Hashem wants them to come. Just He wants us to convince Him. He wants us to have the merit for that. If He's going to bring the salvation, this is it. So what's the game? What's the big deal? He could do that 5,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. There's nothing into it. The only thing is that we're going to bring the salvation. That we, out of our free choice, going to choose, I want to serve Hashem. And I don't care with all of my difficulties, with all of my hard times, with all of my lackings, with all of my filthy thoughts that I have. I'm not looking on nothing. I don't care. Hashem going to tell you, you don't have a share in the world to come. I'm not doing it for a world to come. You're going to be punished. Hashem hate you. I don't care, but I love Hashem. They're going to kick you out from the yeshiva. I don't care. I'm going to love Arav from my heart. From prison, I'm going to love Arav. I'm going to keep on praying on Him from the pit, from prison, from hell. I don't care. I love Him. And I'm not going to remove Him from my heart. I'm not going to remove the Torah from my heart. Even if I'm not going to be able to learn one page a day, I'm going to keep on wanting. I'm going to keep on praying on learning Torah Kedoshah. I'm going to keep on praying on doing Hitbodedut, even if they're going to take Chas V'Shalom the Hitbodedut. I will keep on begging, please Hashem, give me back my Hitbodedut. Please Hashem, let me go back to the mikveh, even if I won't be able to go to the mikveh. Even if they're going to lock me behind bars not to go to Uman, I'm going to connect myself in Eve of Rosh Hashanah, and I'm going to do confession, and I'm going to say Hashem in the place that the thoughts of the men are, this is the place of the men. And I'm in Rabbeinu's Tziyu now in Rosh Hashanah, and I don't care. And I don't care. This is a worthy approach. This is the way that you should look at life. You want to serve Hashem not because of nothing that's going to come out from it. Just because that this is what that you want. I want to serve Hashem no matter what's going to happen. I want to distribute that light. Because that I received it and I saw that Hashem is so kind, I want to share that with others. And I don't care what I'm going to have to go through. Every person that's going to hold that attitude, going to stand up in front of Hashem and going to talk to Him day and night until you're going to be answered. You're going to be answered. There is a rule in nature that Hashem created, that rule. And it's stronger than all rules of nature. That when a man is lengthening his tefillah, his prayer is going to be answered. And we saw and we saw and we saw so many times that we've been answered. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about students from this class. People that for years they didn't have children and prayed and they received. People that didn't have no money, no parnasah, and they received huge amounts of money. People that had thousands of dollars debt. One of our friends prayed on it. Over 20 hours, after 20 hours, someone called him and told him, I paid your debt, $20,000. He asked me, maybe I should go back and to work and to pay back. I told him, if you're going to go, you're going to call me with $200,000 debt in a few years. Don't go back. He told me what I'm going to do. I told him, pray on that. That someone's going to erase your debts. That Hashem's going to erase your debts. And he done that. For 20 hours he was praying. Not in one day. He's not an angel. Every day, half an hour, every day, 1 hour, once in a while, 6 hours. I don't know what he done. He completed 20 hours prayers. And when he finished that, someone called him and told him that he paid his debt. Told him, I saw that you're very serious to learning Torah in Jerusalem, in Yeshiva, so forget about that debt. $20,000. If you forgot, so it means 70,000 shekels. It's huge amounts of money. Huge amounts of money. Prayers breaking nature. Nature got a certain power. Prayers are a lot higher. There is nothing that can stop your success if you're praying on something. Nothing gonna stop you, never. From having boys, from having shalom bayit, from having parnasah in wealth, in quiet, from learning Torah, completing all of your process that you need to get married, to succeed in everything. In everything. If you want to be lazy and you want someone else to take care of your problems, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. It's not. But if you want to be strong and to strengthen yourself more and to strengthen your friends also, to keep on holding hands together, to pray on each other, you need to make a list, and that everyone, make it, Hanan, please, make a list of the names of all of the Avrichim, that everyone going to mention the names once in a while, once a week. In the 1 hour, it's Bodedut on Am Yisrael, to mention the names, to say that you don't know exactly, say that you're going to be happy, that you're going to have Shalom Bayit, that you're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Say few words. If we're going to pray on each other, can we understand what Hashem is going to do with us? Only wonderful things are going to come out from here. Only wonderful things. And sometimes, ולפעמים, מקבל הנקודה מחברו, he can receive the point from his friend, על ידי דברים אחרים שמספר עמו. By other things that he's talking to him. He's not talking about יראת שמיים at all. Talking about supermarket, talking about, I don't know, nonsense. Because sometimes you can receive light and wake up call to serve Hashem Yitbarach מהנקודה של חברו from the dot of his friend על ידי שיחת חולין שמדברים עמו, by a regular conversation that you talk to him. Oh, it's a new phone, it's new shoes, it's a new jacket. Oh, no. You're going to find something gold over there. Suddenly you're going to see that he's so kind, that he's so wise, that he's so generous, that he... People are generous. People have good things inside of them, and you're going to receive him. You're going to see how simple he is, how innocent he is, how sweet he is. You're going to receive that from him. You're going to strengthen yourself. Suddenly you're going to have that inside of you also to be generous like him. And he for sure going to grow. ואז, and then, מקבלים אור הנקודה על ידי התלבשות. And then, receiving the light of that point by a certain covering. If you're talking on something that it's not יראת שמיים, so there is a certain cover. כי לפעמים צריכה הנקודה להתלבש. But sometimes that dot, that quality, needs to hide himself, needs to be covered. והיא מתלבשת בדיבורים אלו, and it covered itself in those words, והוא מקבל ממנה. And he receives from it. Thank you, sweet ones. Hazak u'baruch. Thank you very much.